This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This curtain and this curtain in front of the wudu khana will be up before you come, inshallah, to maintain farza. Once you come into the wudu khana, there's pulses showing exactly what you need to put on, how you need to put it on, and how to take off later on as well. Once you come, you've got gloves here, alcohol spots for people with glasses, goggles, face masks. We have 4 gowns today and 3 protective suits, so 3 ladies will have to wear 3 protective suits. Those with the gowns can wear apron underneath and apron on top of the gown as well, inshallah. Once the body's been delivered by the brothers inside to the inside the room, they'll let you know, and they'll give you a signal that the body's been delivered and they've left the area. So once you come into the room now, this will be more towards the wall. If the body is on a stretcher, then use our body lifter to lift the body from the stretcher onto the washing table. If the body is in a coffin, then the sisters will have to use their hands to lift the body and put it onto the coffin, onto the washing table. Please note, once this washing table should not be moved at all times, should not be moved unless that is at its current position. Once you've used the scissors to cut the body bag or the clothing of the deceased person, please make sure all rubbish is disposed into this bin bag. And later on, once all towels and satra covers have been used, make sure they've been disposed in this bin bag. Teak. So now, you come up to this table, your satra covers are here, your drying towels to the deceased person's body are here, and the cleaning towels you'll use later to clean all surfaces with the bleach mixture are here. The kafan is here. If you want a larger size kafan, they're up in the cupboard. The gomfor, scissors, tissue, cotton wool, face to cover towel to cover the face of the deceased person is also here. Once you transfer the body from the washing table over to the kafan table, you can move the table, allowing you to have more space between around the table, making it easier to do the kafan. And also, when you're doing the ghusl, we're not going to be using the sprays. However, fill up the buckets with water and use these jugs to pour water over the deceased person. Now, once the kafan is done, the ghusl is finished, the kafan is on the body, and you put the kafan into the coffin box. 3 people will need to remain to do the cleaning of the area. So those people leaving the room, follow these guidance. So before you leave the room, gloves, body gown / apron, and goggles or visors need to be removed. And the allocated spaces are here. Please deposit all gloves and aprons in this bin below. All gloves, all goggles into this bucket right here. Again, more guidelines as well as to how to exactly take the equipment off. If you need to wash your hands after you've taken the gloves off, we have soap and water towards the end of the room. Those people who are cleaning now, they'll be using the cleaning towels, and we'll provide you a tub with bleach, a mixture of bleach and hot water. All surfaces, including the washing table, underneath the washing table, this will need to be lifted. The headrests, the table, top of the table that we use the kafan to do the kafan on, the body lifter, the buckets, the jugs, the sink, the radiator, the door handles, that would all need to be wiped with the bleach mixture and the towels. Once it's all been wiped, then you can use water to pour over the areas, and then leave it to air dry. For the floor, with the remaining water, the bleach mixture you have in the bucket, pour it over the floor, and use this blade here to push the water towards the drain holes. 2 drain holes there. And again, the sisters that who are doing the cleaning, once they leave, make sure you follow these guidelines. Then these 3 items need to be removed in allocated spaces. Once you leave the room now, you'll still have your mask on. You remove your mask in the correct manner, and it shows you here exactly how to remove your mask as well. You remove your mask and this bag. Once you finish, everybody, the last person out of the room, the mask in here, this bag needs to be tied up and be placed in a disabled toilet, in the toilet, disabled toilet. Jazakallah.